the day before yesterday, guys were out fishing and they were catching, like, I'm not joking, like 4 or 5 fish after like several hours of fishing. They were just driving by tenders, just throwing them on the deck and just kept going, and it was just dead. There was nothing going on. And then all of a sudden, yesterday morning, we're getting guys on the radio just hollering and screaming how, oh my God, this is the biggest fish run we've ever seen. Boats are loaded. Every single net is plugged. We need tenders everywhere, blah, blah, blah. And they were just going crazy. And so, yeah, we were just kind of having a nice, peaceful morning until that little fish storm hit. And it was tough for us. We were down a man when one guy got pretty ill and had to go home. So it was just the three of us trying to, and we're normally 4-man, having the busiest day on top of a, and still pretty windy and nasty out. So the weather got really rough, trying to buy boats with anywhere from 10 to 15,000 pounds apiece, and everybody just coming in plugged. And yeah, it was chaos. And then of course the factories and like OBI, they, you know, just freaking out because all the boats are getting stuff and how to delegate the fish and where to go. So yeah, it's been pretty wild.
I can only imagine. I'm sorry to hear about your crew member that got sick. That must be really hard for him and also for you guys. Thinking about yesterday, it sounds like it hit really suddenly. You were kind of surprised.
The hardest part about it was just the fact that as the day progressed, the weather just deteriorated and got worse and worse. And actually, we had to stop taking fish, and we weren't full yet. We took on 170,000 pounds between 13 boats, which is an extremely high average for per boat. You don't ever see that, really, once in a blue moon. Yeah, it just got tough because the weather was so bad. We had boats starting to break lines and slamming against the boat, our boat, and it was just got kind of chaotic. And there were several boats still waiting. We finally just had to wave them off, like, we can't take any more fish here. And so that was, like, the biggest struggle of it all. Otherwise, it's just, yeah, work fast and get them back out there. Because, you know, for them, they just want to get unloaded and get back out there as soon as they can to go get more. And but everybody did good and stepped up when needed and filled in the spots, and we all worked a little harder and faster.
You mentioned 170,000 pounds from 13 boats. What's a more normal number for you guys?
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of just steady, everyday fishing, anywhere from probably 3,000 to 6,000 pounds per boat type of thing. You know, you always got a few highliners in the group, and yeah, when you have about a 11,000 or 12,000 pound average per boat on every single boat, you know, that's impressive. Some guys were kind of a little bit late to the party. The fish were all down by the south line where they were coming in at. So all the guys that started down there just laid right into them. A good portion of the guys went up river quite a ways and started up there, and they weren't getting anything. And then they said by the time that they caught wind that they were all catching down below, they hustled down there and they still got in on some of the action before the closure. I heard other boats were literally pitching fish off the boat, you know, that were trying because they have too many and trying to stay afloat. It was pretty wild.
That definitely sounds like it could get serious if people weren't conscious of what they were doing and conscious of their surroundings and the situation. Josh, I can't thank you enough for taking a little time to talk.
Oh, yeah, you bet.